trying to be like Jesus. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. The Primary Lesson by Jessica Mafra Fradique. When I was 8 years old, my primary teacher gave a lesson that confused me. She said that after we die, we will be able to remember all the things we did while on the earth. After class, when I was going to sacrament meeting, I saw a little girl who was sad. Her parents were not around, so I knew she was lost. I played with her for a minute, but sacrament meeting was starting, and I knew I should go in. I started to go into the chapel, but then I remembered what my teacher said. Her lesson started to make sense. Heavenly Father and Jesus would know what I did. I knew that I should help that little girl. I went back to get her, and soon her dad came back and found her. I'm grateful for Jesus' example, and I'm grateful to my teacher for the lesson that helped me so much. Note, Jessica Mafra Fradique, age 11, is a member of the Educandário Board, São Paulo, Brazil, Raposo Tavares Stake. End of note. The Silver Hubcap by Spencer Ricks. I was new to our neighborhood, so I was excited when a boy named Ken came over to play. One day, we rode our bikes past a silver car that had silver hubcaps on the wheels. Ken said to me, "Hey, Spencer, steal one of those hubcaps." "I'm not going to do that," I said. I didn't want to break one of Heavenly Father's commandments. Ken decided to steal it himself. I didn't feel good about what Ken had done, so I told my mom. After talking with her, I told Ken that he should return the hubcap he stole, and that I didn't want to play with him if he kept it. I was really happy when Ken took the hubcap back. Note, Spencer Ricks, age 6, is a member of the Schaumburg Second Ward, Schaumburg, Illinois Stake. The name Ken has been changed. End of note. Blankets for Babies by Megan White. My Aunt Robin was collecting blankets for babies born at a birthing center in northern Argentina. The center is for very poor mothers and babies. The clinic did not have money to buy blankets for the newborn babies, so the nurses had to wrap them in heavy plastic to keep them warm. When I heard about this, I wanted to help. So, for my 8th birthday party, I asked the children I invited to bring a baby blanket instead of a gift. I invited 15 children and received more than 50 blankets. I feel good knowing that 50 babies will have blankets to keep them warm. Note, Megan White, age 8, is a member of the Mapleton Second Ward, Mapleton, Utah, North Stake. End of note. Modeling Modesty by Catherine L. Heinbaugh. While coloring in a coloring book, Anna Laura came across a picture that showed some girls wearing immodest bathing suits. She pointed out this problem to her mother, who drew new lines on the picture. Anna colored them in, delighted that all the girls were modest. Now, whenever Anna finds a coloring page that she doesn't think is modest, she calls Mom to fix it. Note, Anna Laura L. Goodwin, age 6, is a member of the Coldwater Branch, Kalamazoo, Michigan Stake. End of note. End of Trying to Be Like Jesus.